Talk to me, no matter what you feel. Good morning, afternoon, evening, or weekend, depending upon where you are in the world and when you're listening to this podcast. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. This podcast and all the podcasting endeavors that I do, which normally is just once a week, but it does sound better if you say endeavors instead of endeavor, are sponsored by the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. There are times in life when you meet someone that just seems to be too good, just seems to be impossible. You get to know the person and find out not only are they not impossible, but they're actually better than you thought they were. Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Available in bookstores starting February or March of 2023. Anyway, today is an interesting day. First of all, I wanted to let everybody know that I made a promise that I was going to post on Twitter before I posted on Truth Social, and I am sticking to that. I refuse to post on Truth Social until after I posted on Twitter, and currently my goal is I have to tweet at least 5 billion tweets before I do my first post on Truth Social. So, unlike other people, I keep my promise, and my promise is I will not post on Truth Social until I have 5 billion tweets. I'm currently at 7, so I have a ways to go. It has been an interesting week. Always fun. The newest technology addition to my collection is the Dwarf 2. Dwarf Lab is a company that has put together a wildlife and telescope system. It's connected, allows you to basically easily and quickly mount it, and you can take long-range astronomical pictures, but you can also take wide-angle pictures of wildlife. So I got it a while ago, but now I'm going to put it out in the backyard and take pictures of squirrels. For those of you who follow my YouTube channel and my Instagram, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about squirrels. I have named two of the squirrels that visit me. One, I call HP Munchcraft. She actually gets into the feeder itself. He or she actually sits inside the feeder, which is hilarious, but it's also quite annoying because they spill a lot of seeds. The other one comes along a little bit after usually and cleans up the area around the bird feeder, and I call the second one Fixer. That's in reference, of course, to the fabulous job played in the movie Pulp Fiction by the Fixer. An interesting title, an interesting movie, and of course, in the scenario of the squirrels, two interesting creatures. So H.P. Munchcraft, named after, of course, the famous writer, and the Fixer, named after the character in the movie Pulp Fiction. Going to use the Dwarf 2 to take pictures. It doesn't have the power that the Unistellar has, so I'll be taking pictures of closer objects like the moon rather than further objects. I did manage to take a very squiggly picture of a star using Unistellar. I need to still learn how to avoid some of the problems. And also I need to get myself into a physical place where I don't have light pollution. Right now I'm in a suburban neighborhood near Washington, D.C., and there's a metric crap ton of noise pollution around me, and that noise pollution in the form of light, technically called light pollution, not noise pollution, my apologies, but that light pollution basically makes it really hard to see the night sky effectively. But, you know, this spring when we go out camping, I'll be able to see things at a greater clarity and a distance, and it'll be a good thing. I'm looking forward to it. You never know, right? That's one of those trying to get better at something. Sometimes you work on something long enough to improve it and it breaks. For those of you who know it, that is part of Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law is, you know, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And one of the corollaries of Murphy's Law is work on something long enough to improve it and it will break. And of course, my father used to quote Murphy's Law and then would quote his favorite philosopher, O'Toole, which is, O'Toole's corollary to Murphy's Law, which is quite simply, Murphy was an optimist. So always fun and interesting to consider the reality of optimism and pessimism when it comes to the reality of things making or breaking. Really, no other big technology projects came in that I'm working on. I have one coming, but not for a while. And it's less of a technology project, really more of a, more of a project to, you know, do some tweaking and evaluation of some of the things that are out there that I can do. It's one of those situations where, as I pointed out many times, I'm trying to create situations where I can send cameras to places I don't really think I can go safely, and that includes, you know, obviously underwater, in the air. My ability to fly is still somewhat limited. I'm working on it. I'm hoping to be able to fly, spontaneously fly, through levitation here at some point in my life. So far, I've worked on it quite a few years and really haven't gotten a lot of success. But, you know, if you keep trying, eventually you'll levitate off the ground. All kidding aside, right? I like to send drones and ROVs into places where I can't go. And one of the things I'm looking forward to is finding one that I can send into a crawl space under a house so I can look around without my having to crawl around. I have crawled around in many a crawl space in my life. It's not the fun job that everybody would paint it out to be. I'm shocked it hasn't made it to the Dirty Job show, but maybe it's coming in a future episode. But anyway, that's one of my final last technology goals. The other thing that I'm looking at and thinking about from the perspective of technology projects is I'm really considering, you know, kind of how do I rearrange things so that I have more structure in when I can grab, where I grab things, how I can, you know, what's my go bag, as it were. Because when you take a technology out of your house, you know, you got to have certain things with it, right? You got to have a charged battery. You know, like, for example, I have the wonderful Ravine hand warmers. I absolutely love them. It is a great company. It is truly, you know, a wonderful company from Norway. They created a cork-bound hand warmer that's battery charged, so I can carry that with me on long walks on the weekends, and my hands don't get cold. But the point being, you know, when you go outside, when you leave the house, you know, you really got to have you really have to have the capacity, right? You got to have all the pieces with you. So I need to organize my technology so that it easily fits into a simple go bag. My name is Scott Anderson. You have reached my podcast. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And of course, don't forget our sponsor, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available in bookstores near you and Amazon in either late February or early March 2023.